This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Kristen Glazier joining us from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. And Kristen, we are rapidly running out of August here.
I know.
And today was a kind of a special day for you. It's your son's off to college, right?
He is. Yes, he is.
So we were talking last week about those transitions. So how's everything in your household as you watch him go off to live in a dorm?
You know, I'm not sure yet. I'm extremely proud of him, very happy for him. That gives me a lot of peace, but frankly, I'm just going to miss him running through the house. So
Well, that's what holidays and other times are for.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Got a special event coming up, and one of the things we talk about on a regular basis is fundraisers, because as we've said from time to time, nobody pays, right? Nobody gets a bill with Fairhope.
Nobody has ever turned away for their inability to pay.
Gotcha.
You know, there are lots of, we talk about this, and this is something that you know, comes up a lot, is there are regulations where you have to maybe send a copay. But, you know, we are funded by Medicare insurances. But if somebody does not have Medicare, does not, or if they do, but they don't have the ability, let's say they have insurance and there's some kind of copay and they don't have the ability to pay for that, no one has ever turned away.
Right.
Those donations go towards paying those expenses.
Right. And that's what I want to talk about today as a fundraiser coming up. And I'm going to get that right one of these days.
That's okay. It's...
Nobody is turned away because of inability to pay.
That's right.
And that means we've got to have a fund to pay those bills.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from great fundraisers like, let me get this right.
Got it.
Wine, Vines, and Fall Times.
Got it.
Coming up to give us some details on
that.
You
got it. So this is a first ever event like this in Hocking County. We're really excited. We really wanted to just kind of, we had the beautiful new office. We wanted to touch our toes into the events, the beautiful community there at Hocking County. Mm-hmm. And so this event will be September 7th. That's a Thursday from 5:30 until 7:30 at the Hocking Hills Winery on Freeman Road.
That's 2 weeks from today.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. So we're really excited. So a couple of things are happening there. Anybody is welcome. So if you're going in just one evening to get a glass of wine, 10% of all proceeds that day go directly to our memorial fund to help pay for families' needs. But we do have sponsorship opportunities.
Okay.
And those vary from, and you can go on our website to find these. You can give us a call at 740-654-7077. There are different sponsorship levels. And the reason we're doing that is really just to give you some opportunity for advertisement. There's some there's a nice bottle of wine included. There's we are actually going to be out on the back patio. So anybody that purchases a ticket or is a sponsor, on the back patio, we're going to have some great charcuterie boards.
Okay.
Some homemade Hocking Hills desserts, some truffles. We're going to have some live music. It's going to be a great evening. So if you'd like to purchase a ticket, you can go to our website, fairhopehospice.org. You can give us a call. We can get you settled with a ticket. Or you can just show up and anything that you purchase that evening will support us.
So how much are tickets?
So the tickets are $75 each. Now, that includes a flight of wine to try. Different, their most popular flavors. Is that the word? Most
vintages?
Thank you. Thank you.
I say vintages.
Thank
yes.
you. You'll go home with a great bottle of wine.
Okay.
You will also be able to have the meal that we're preparing on the charcuterie board.
So there you go, yeah.
The truffles, the music, the company.
It's an evening.
It's
an
evening.
A pleasant evening.
It is.
Raising money and helping out Fairhope.
It is.
Kristen Glazier is joining us from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. She's here every week talking about all the stuff. I mean, sometimes we get serious and we get deep, and sometimes we like to celebrate life.
We do.
And so, first of all, this is a great Celebrate Life event. It's going to raise some money for Fairhope, for the Memorial Fund, but also a chance to get together and drink some wine and celebrate life, or at least sample some wine.
Right, sample some wine. So this is Wine, Vines, and Fall Times, September 7th.
2 weeks from today, 5:30 to 7:30. And it's at the, is it Hocking Hills Winery?
Hocking Hills Winery. That's on Freeman Road. You mm-hmm. can see it. It sits back when you're driving down 33.
Yes.
You can see it over to the left when you're heading mm-hmm. to Logan. So they've been really gracious hosts allowing us to be there. You know, we've talked about this a lot, and my mission is to make sure that everybody in Hocking and Perry County know that we've been in those counties for many, many years.
Because Fairhope stands for what?
You got it. F-A-I-R.
Fairfield.
H-O.
Hocking.
P-E.
Perry.
Fairhope. Love it.
Is right there. And again, that's, like you said, it's 40 plus years in Fairfield, and then Perry and Hocking not very far behind.
No. And we've been there, but you know, the presence, we want to just step it up. Hocking County and Logan is growing and changing so much. It's mm-hmm. beautiful. We want to make sure that their community members know that we're a part of that.
Well, you know, number one in tourism in the state. I mean, more than Amish country, more people come to the Hocking Hills mm-hmm. every year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, tourism is huge. But, you know, people are discovering, you know, cost of living and, you know, how beautiful everything is, you know, as far as the scenery. They're moving there.
They are moving, you know, there, raise their families
right.
there. So we're just really blessed to be a big part of this. And this is kind of our first step to mm-hmm. just welcoming and having a great evening.
How is the office going? You know, you opened office a few months ago now.
It's great. You know, I have to tell you, well, you know, first of all, we're there on 110 East Main Street, mm-hmm. right next to the frozen yogurt store.
Right downtown.
And we have a receptionist there 8 to 4. Our nurses, there are some nurses that serve that area that work out of there. We have our marketers that are in there as well. We are actually getting people that are stopping in as they're walking the streets mm-hmm. and they're walking down. They're coming in. They're saying, now tell me about this. I know what hospice is, but what's Fairhope?
Good.
And that's exactly what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. That is that opportunity
mm-hmm.
to inform. And mm-hmm. and again, to have a local place right in Logan
yeah.
to do that.
Yep.
All right, back in a few minutes with Kristen Glazier, 654-7077, area code 740. 800-994-7077. How can they get tickets to the event?
Okay. All you need to do is...
Sorry, I caught you mid-coffee.
I had a drink of coffee. Fairhopehospice.org. Mm-hmm. There's a link on there. Click on that. You can purchase tickets. If you're not sure how to do that, give us a call. We will get you all set up with tickets. If you want a sponsor, you can also go to our website and give us a call, 740-654-7077.
We are 2 weeks away from... Let me make sure I get this right.
Okay.
Wine, Vines, and Fall Times
mm-hmm.
at the Hocking Hills Winery in Logan. And this is a fundraiser. And so how did this get, did they come to you and say, hey, we want to do a fundraiser? Did you approach them? Did it just organically spring up overnight? I guess this is a broader question is, this is a great event, and it's going to help raise money for Fairhope,
mm-hmm.
but... There are probably other organizations out there that say, well, how do we do that?
Right. So it just comes down to our development team and our marketing team. You know, we're always thinking about, we have our incredible, huge event, Fairhope Celebrates Life. That's always the first of the year.
That's the big April event.
Right. But, you know, we thought summer ends, fall begins. Hocking County has been such a great support that we, you know, our marketing and development team just put their heads together and mm-hmm. said, let's do something here.
Mm-hmm.
And Hocking Hills Winery, they spoke to them, and boy, they were on board immediately.
So it started with development, and then Hocking Hills Winery says, yeah, let's do
go.
This.
Right.
So, and don't wait. If you've got an idea, something to, you know, is do you want to host a fundraiser, you know, give who should they talk to about that?
They can give us a call. They can ask for anybody on our marketing team mm-hmm. and just call the same number, ask for marketing, and let us know what we can do for you.
I know a lot of great ideas come out of your volunteers.
Oh,
they
my
come
goodness.
Come via your volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're out in the community and they'll say, hey, you know, we're doing a poker run, or we're doing a, you know, barbecue, whatever it is, and
we're gonna
the money's gonna go to Fairhope. So a lot of them are grassroots types things, and then others are, you know, nice community events.
Yeah. Do I have a second to talk to you about one of these things that
happened?
Plenty
of time.
Okay. So a couple of weeks ago, I had the honor of attending the egg roll run. And that is exactly what you're talking about. That's a kind of a poker run, mm-hmm. as we would know it, for a group that, and I have to tell you, when I went that evening, Rick Schneider and I went, and they had a poker run 100 miles.
Mm-hmm.
They had an auction. After that, they all met at the Old Town Tavern in Canal Winchester. But But they've been doing this for 17 years. 17 years.
In memory of someone.
In
right?
memory. Mm-hmm. So actually, it's for all anybody that was through Fairhope. So they the start of this was with two brothers. One has passed since, but they honored their family.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you something. The night that we were there, they raised $6,500. Mm-hmm. But then they said, that's not enough. Let's get to seven. Within 30 minutes, they raised $10,000.
Yeah.
And all of them came to the table and they said, "This, I'm giving you this money because you took care of Dad. I'm giving this because you did this." I was so touched. It was really emotional. A very special night.
Yeah, that's it takes on a life of its own.
It sure does.
All right, we're out of time, but thank you. And again, Wine Vines in Fall Time, September 7th, 5:30 to 7:30, Hocking Hills Winery. Fairhopehospice.org. You can get your tickets, or you can just show up that night.
That's
and
right.
Enjoy.
Hope to see you then.